Next item on the agenda is Sun Communities Incorporated and Delta Marine Construction, item 7. Ms. Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so what we have today is Sun Communities Incorporated and Delta Marine Construction. This is not a joint permit application. This is a violation for consideration of appropriate civil charges or to seek civil penalties for the unauthorized dredging of 100 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material along the Chesapeake Bay at 846 Sandbank Road in Matthews County. Project location is up here at New Point, Matthews County, in the north end of Mobjack Bay. This is a look at the campground back here. This is their man-made boat basin right here that they maintain for their guests for boating access. In 2014, we issued a permit that dredged a channel coming out of the man-made boat basin in front of the existing boat ramp here, passing around the sand spit, and back out to depth at Chesapeake Bay for safe navigation. At that time, we issued the permit for a one-time dredge only because mm-hmm. of the existence of submerged aquatic vegetation in the area. Mm-hmm. We worked diligently with them and VIMS to come up with a permit to allow for the dredging through SAV beds, to which they paid a mitigation fee to VIMS to replant SAV in other parts of the bay for $15,000. So that's why we had a one-time dredge permit only. This wasn't written as a maintenance dredging for multiple dredging opportunities. I apologize for having a bullet slide, but I wanted to stress to you all the steps that staff has gone through during this process, beginning with the issuance of a permit back in 2014 for the one-time dredging. That was in April 2014. On July 21, 2014, VMRC was notified that the permitted dredging had been completed, and they submitted their post-bathymetric survey as per the special permit condition in our permit. On May 23, 2016, we received an email from Ms. D. Russell, the site manager for Sun Communities, requesting a modification to the permit and allow for additional dredging at the entrance channel. Staff responded by email to Ms. Russell requesting additional information on May 24th and June 16th. We didn't receive any additional information. I followed up with a letter on September 21st, 2016, stating a modification to the existing permit would be required and requesting additional information again. All these letters are in your packets as well as the 2014 permit. In our letter, we also said if we don't receive the requested information, we'll deactivate your request in 30 days, which is what we did on October 21st, 2016. On July 14th, 2017, we've received an email from Ms. Kim Hubbard, who is the new site manager for Sun Communities New Point RV Campground Resort, stating that maintenance dredging on the channel had been done in March of 2017. So on July 28th, I met with Ms. Kim Hubbard on site and determined that dredging had been performed along the entrance channel without authorization. We issued a sworn complaint notice to comply to Sun Communities regarding the violation. And on August 31st, 2017, we received a reply from Sun Communities stating a 55-foot by 25-foot area had been dredged with approximately 100 cubic yards from subaqueous material removed, and the work had been done by Delta Marine Construction in Middlesex County. On October 5th, 2017, staff performed a bathymetric survey to determine the size and depth of the dredge area and determine if the SAV was impacted. And then on May 4th, 2018, we sent a letter to Sun Communities and Delta Marine inquiring if the parties would consent to a consent agenda item, a page 3, for $9,000 each in lieu of further enforcement action. On May 29th, we received a letter from Sun Communities saying they would accept the civil charge of $4,500, and no response was received from Delta Marine Construction. Since we didn't get anything satisfactory in terms of that consent item, that's why we're here today to bring it to you for your consideration. This is part of that response letter we received from Sun Communities outlining the 55-foot by 25-foot area that was dredged. This was done with a long-reach excavator from this point up here on the sand. Again, the work was done in March, from March 22nd to March 25th of 2016. In their package, they also included contracts and invoices, of which include a $3,750 contract to obtain all necessary joint permit application permits from us, the Corps of Engineers, wetland boards, and also a contract for $105,000 to dredge 1,500 cubic yards of the state and bottom. But as I said earlier, they said they only dredged 100 cubic yards. This is the cross-section they provided to us as well, showing they went to a depth of -3.5 feet mean low water. And they also identified the spoil sites where they placed the dredged material here at the far end of the spit, about 20 cubic yards and then up here along the beach behind this permitted revetment for about 80 cubic yards. In an effort to make sure that the numbers they reported to us were correct, staff performed a bathymetric survey. What you see here are 9 transects, 52 through 60, that we took, and we went out and did transects for determining the depths, existing depths. The circles I've represented here are what my estimates would be what a long-reach excavator could reach from this point here. So we're particularly interested in transects 55 through 59, make sure that there was no additional dredging in those areas. This is the actual dredging depths that we measured out there with staff in our surveying department. Again, here's transect 55, and here's transect 58. And it does appear that there was dredging between transects 55, 56, and 57. It's a little hard to determine if any dredging was done around the point towards 58, so staff is pretty comfortable with what they've reported to us in terms of the area dredged. However, they did dredge. It looks to be a little bit deeper than what was permitted. The depths you see here were taken at high tide, so low tide would be about 2.5 feet lower. So we're looking anywhere from dredging depths of minus 5.9 feet mean low water down to minus 4.5 mean low water. So that's a little deeper than what they reported to us, which was about minus 3.5 mean low water. So looking at those two transects from 57 to 55, that's approximately 84 feet in length. So I'm still comfortable with the 55 feet because you know you have moving sands, you have sloughing of the dredge cut, that kind of stuff. So I'm comfortable with the area that they provided to us in terms of dredging. I'm just a little concerned about the depths. They create a little bit more of a hole than we would like to have permitted out there at that time. One other final step the staff took was to coordinate with VIMS and JJ Orth to determine if any SAV impacts were associated with this dredging effort. Again, the dredging effort was right here. And this map here, this green area is the extent of SAV aerial coverage in 2017. And as we can see, there was no impacts to that we think to SAV resources at that time. So we don't feel that any kind of SAV mitigation should be paid for the unauthorized dredging. Just kind of read a little staff summary now. After reviewing the guidance for civil charges pursuant, I did have a couple of ground shots, I'm sorry. This is the potential dredge area right here, or the dredge area right here. This is the boat ramp. And again, this is the bulkhead area where the excavator had been working, and the digging was right out in this area here. After reviewing the guidance for civil charges pursuant to Section 28.2-1213 of the Code of Virginia, revised by the Commission on March 27, 2012, staff determined that a civil charge should be assessed to Sun Communities Incorporated and Delta Marine Construction in the amount of $9,000 each for the unauthorized dredging. The criteria for this assessment was based upon a major degree of noncompliance and moderate impacts. Major degree of noncompliance is based upon the fact that Sun Communities was informed that a permit was required. The criteria for major degree of noncompliance for Delta Marine Construction was based upon their having extensive marine contracting experience and understanding that permits are required for projects impacting subaqueous bottom. Additionally, their contract for scope of work indicated they would obtain required permits under the JPA process for $3,500 and dredge 1,500 cubic yards of subaqueous bottom for $105,750. The finding of moderate impact was based upon the criteria that the dredge area was 1,375 square feet and that suspended sediments from the dredging operation would have some impact on natural resources, including the submerged aquatic resources in the area. On May 4, 2018, the VMRC sent a letter to Sun Communities Incorporated and Delta Marine Construction informing them that the Commission has directed staff to seek arrangements for appropriate civil charges, and if they agree with staff's recommendation for a $9,000 civil charge, then the matter could be resolved as a consent item at a regularly scheduled meeting. The letter also stated if they did not accept the recommended $9,000 civil charge, then the matter would be presented to the Commission for consideration for further enforcement action. Sun Communities Incorporated replied on May 29, 2018, that they would consent to a $4,500 civil charge. No response was received from Delta Marine Construction by the June 1, 2018 deadline. Since neither response was satisfactory for staff to handle the matter as a consent item, the Commission needs to consider the appropriate civil charge for both parties for the unauthorized dredging. Staff recommends the Commission assess a civil charge of $9,000 each to Sun Communities Incorporated and Delta Marine Construction for the unauthorized dredging of 100 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom based upon a finding of major degree of noncompliance and a moderate degree of impact. If the two parties do not agree to pay the civil charge amount that the Commission decides to assess or fails to pay it within 30 days of the date of this hearing, and staff recommends referral of this matter to the Office of the Attorney General to seek civil penalties pursuant to Section 28.2.12.13 of the Code of Virginia. I'll be glad to answer your question.
Any questions for Mr. Johnson? Mr. Zadrin.
Were you satisfied that, first of all, you mentioned there was a contract between Sun and Delta Marine?
That's in your packets.
And are you satisfied that Sun actually paid that amount of money?
There was an invoice that was included in their packet for the first one-third of the payment to be paid before any kind of work started. The second third was to be paid when they had equipment on site, and the final third was to be paid when the work was finished. So I did see an invoice. I don't have any proof that nothing was provided to me of actually any money changing hands.
Did Delta Marine ever apply for any kind of permits? And the contracts provided that they obtain all the permits. Is that correct?
They had a contract or a bid written to Sun Communities stating for $3,750 they would obtain all necessary permits through the JPA process. We never received a JPA for the proposed dredging.
Is there anybody from Sun here today? Okay. That's all.
Further questions? Mr. Tankard, sorry.
Tell me again how you got to the stance of moderate impacts as opposed to a major.
We felt that the impacts from the dredging, I mean, we would have permitted, you know, a maintenance dredging here, but we would have taken some steps to ensure that, you know, that none of the resources were impacted, you know, proper ENS controls, how the dredging was going to be done, a dredge material management plan. None of that, we couldn't do any of that. We didn't have that in front of us. So they just went out there, dug a hole. With the suspended sediments from maintenance from the this was mechanical dredging, so
right.
you have a lot of disturbance of sediments with that. So time of the year might have been important. It could have been any number of things that we just couldn't consider because we didn't have an application in front of us. So we feel like there were impacts of natural resources in the area. This wasn't just putting some rock on the shoreline, you know, type situation. This was something a little more serious than that.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Let me, if I would put that slide back up with the bullets so we can have that for reference, please. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Sun represented? Is Delta Construction here as well? We both come up, swear in both at the same time. Do you solemnly swear a testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? Okay, you can have a seat, sir. Ma'am? Would you like to address the commission?
Yes. So my name is Jackie McGuire. I'm a regional vice president with Sun Communities, and I'm just here today to apologize for the situation that we've encountered. As you can see by the slideshow, since the time that this has come to senior management's attention, we have been very compliant in trying to resolve the issue in a timely manner. The situation did also help us identify some areas that we could improve on in our operations in terms of ensuring that senior management is aware of where we are with permitting and that situations like this do not arise again in the future.
Questions? Mr. Zadrin.
I'd like you to address why didn't Sun respond to the commission when you got the letters?
So at this time, unfortunately, Ms. Yarosol is no longer employed with us, so we're not able to get an answer on that from her. In addition to that, senior management was not aware that email correspondence was occurring. Everything that we were informed of was that permitting had been occurred. So unfortunately, I'm not able to confirm why she didn't respond to those emails.
Second question.
Mr. Zadrin.
Did Sun pay the contractor in full for the contract?
My knowledge, yes.
What does that mean?
Unless there's like additional permitting fees, there are additional invoices outside of what I'm aware of were submitted. Everything that I know was submitted was paid.
But
I've learned a lot of things that I didn't know, so I don't want to commit to something. And
and the contracts that you had with the Marine, the contractor, mm-hmm. provided that they obtain all the permits?
That is correct.
Why does Sun want to pay $4,500 as opposed to making the contractor pay the entire amount?
I mean, in our perspective, we're not here to play the blame game as to who's at fault. There's a lot of unknown. There's a lot of questions we have in terms of our decisions that our team made. We look forward to continuing to work in relationship with Delta Marine. We don't You know, we haven't heard anything negative about Delta Marines. Our goal is not to, you know, have a negative impact on their business license. We're just trying to resolve this matter and move forward from here.
Okay, thank you.
You don't have to have a negative impact on Delta Marine. At this juncture, Delta Marine has self-imposed a negative impact by not obtaining the permits through the Marine Resources Commission, just so we're clear on that. Next question, Mr. Tankard.
Yes, now, you say you paid the bill, and the bill was $105,750 for 1,500 cubic yards of dredge material. Is that what you think you got?
Correct. I mean, again, the recent surveys have different numbers, but unfortunately, I wasn't actively involved at that time, and, you know, I'm not sure if Delta's going to be able to shed any more light on it. But to my knowledge, that's the information I'm able to provide.
Thank you.
Further questions? Ma'am, I've got a couple. I'm sensing by virtue of what you're saying that there was either some disorganization or turmoil within your organization during the course of this going on. Would that be an accurate characterization of?
Yeah, I mean, I think from my standpoint, I mean, I'm not here to lay the blame game on any of current or ex-employees. You know, as you can see by the bulleted list, we have had some management transitions at the park over the years, which has made it difficult to track where we are with permitting. But at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to make sure that regardless of what manager is in place, that we're abiding by the policies and procedures set forth by the counties.
Okay.
So there definitely was changes in management, changes in senior management at the park, and that definitely did play a role. But like I said, we've now been able to better identify how we can prevent this from occurring in the future in terms of having paperwork that's maintained at our senior office that lists where we are with the permitting process in Virginia.
Did you or do you have knowledge of anyone telling Delta Marine to proceed with the dredging without obtaining the permits?
I am not aware that we ever directed Delta Marine to proceed without directly receiving them. Whether or not somebody ever told them to proceed and that we had obtained permits, I don't know. But I can say that we never gave them, to my knowledge, a direction to proceed without permits. You know, I work with Sun Communities in six different states, and I've worked for nine. This will be my ninth season with operations, and historically, this is the first time I've ever been in a situation like this. This is the first time I've ever heard of my coworkers being in a situation like this. Sun is a very by-the-book company. They want things done right. They're not going to, you know. So it would have been a lot easier to do this right than to have spent. I mean, for this all started in August 4th of last year is when it came to our. So we've dealt with this for a year. I can tell you that if Sun could have saved, I mean, they trucked me down here. I don't even live in Virginia. You know, it would have been a lot cheaper to just do this right from the beginning.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
That was certainly never our intention.
Last question I've got. Why did Sun come up with $4,500, which just happens to be one half of the civil charge, which we initially proffered?
So when we got the civil charge of $9,000, I do certainly see that we were at fault for part of the situation. So, you know, the $9,000 civil charge seemed like a very high amount for how much we have been trying to work with everyone on this. So 50% was just a number that we took a hope would be an acceptable amount.
Okay. Further questions?
Yeah, I got a question.
Mr. Zedrin?
Were you planning on Delta Marine paying the other $4,500?
My understanding at the time was that they would be providing a response. Again, I'm not confident Delta Marine would be able to shed more light onto what their intentions were with that.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Ryan Fletcher.
Mr. Fletcher, good to have you here. Would you like to address any of the issues?
Yes.
Obviously, we've not gotten a response back from you, which is a little disconcerting, so if you would, please explain your position.
I didn't send a response in because I did want to come in front of the commission because there's been a lot of things that happened during and before, and I don't disagree with anything Mr. Johnson said. I'd like to add to one thing that has not been brought to everyone's attention. My contract stated that I was not responsible for permits. I was told by Mrs. Russell that the permits had been taken care of by her. And I was told that there was a letter sent to Mr. Johnson, and it was going to be done under maintenance dredging. And when we contracted, The first contract stated that we would get the permits if chosen to get the permits. I mean, we've been in business since 2014. I'm manager of Delta Marine Construction plus Triple Crown Marine Construction as well. I mean, we've done over 1,000 jobs, over 1,000 permits. We do all our permits ourselves now. We've changed our procedures so this won't happen ever again. We've never had a violation, never. And this disturbs us greatly that we have to. I mean, it's a small company. Me and my wife with a small group of office staff run the company. We employ anywhere from 15 to 30 people a year with their own families and wives and husbands. But we just try not to do anything wrong. We're honest. We were asked, and it was brought to our attention that it was done without a permit or permission under a maintenance dredge. We immediately went out, and I took the guy that actually ran the machine that did the work with me, myself, and our boat, and we marked the area that he dredged. And I asked him, where did you dredge? Where did the spoils go? I need to know exactly, know where it's at. So we marked that area. And we told Mr. Johnson that we marked the area. We gave him all the information that we got. To our best of our knowledge, we gave him I gave him what the tide was at the time, where the spoils were put, so forth, so on. We cooperated, and we don't disagree that we did something wrong, but we were told that it was all taken care of, that we could proceed. As far as being paid for what we did, yeah, we got paid for the 100 cubic yards that we took out of there in full, yes, sir. The contract states clearly that we weren't responsible for the permits that was signed. There's been no disagreement with us and Sun on anything. We worked together. I've worked together with Nick and Earl both. I mean, we worked together with Mike and answered any questions that we could.
Well, I'm a little confused because I have a document in front of me, January 20, 2017, work to be completed by Delta Marine Construction, LLC. The first line says Delta Marine Construction, LLC, will apply for the necessary permits and approval for the dredge project.
There were some changes that were made to that contract because Ms. Russell said that she would take care of the permit. So we didn't get paid for doing any permits. And it was an agreement with us and Ms. Russell because that was who we were directly involved with through Sun, that she would obtain all the permits that were necessary.
But obviously, what doesn't make sense, if you're a contractor and you initially were going to get permits, you know permits are required.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm not.
Why did you put the dredge in the water to begin with without asking to see the permits?
Because I messed up. I trusted that someone else would do their job and never be done again.
Sir, in all due respect, I have a difficult time buying that. Any questions by members of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
Let me ask. So you just stated that you took out 100 cubic yards?
Yes, sir.
Not the 1,500 cubic yards that was contracted?
Right.
Well, how much did you get paid for the 100 cubic yards?
I don't have the invoice in front of me. It's been going on a year. I'd have to go back to the office and look it up, but I can provide that for you.
Okay.
Further questions? Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Lusk. Thank you.
So, was there another contract besides the one that we have in our packet that reflected the changes that you're saying that happened?
There were some more emails and such that went back and forth with my office staff and Ms. Russell.
But was there another contract that was signed between the two parties that states clearly what the responsibilities were, or was it just piece sort of adjusting bit by bit, but with emails? Is that sort of how it went?
Yeah, like I said, we've changed all our stuff to how we do things now. It was done wrong. I did wrong. I should have took it upon myself to come and find a permit and talk to Mr. Johnson. I mean, I deal with most all the guys sitting over here to my right, and I call them and ask them. I just messed up. The economy was not great at that time, and we went to work and I trusted someone else.
I think you just said a lot right then. The economy was not good. You just trusted somebody else, and you went to work because you wanted to go to work in a hurry without the permits. Not the case. Mr. Zedrin.
You're aware the recommendation by the staff is a $9,000 assessment, right? Are you willing to pay your $4,500?
I just have to pay whatever you tell me I have to pay.
Hold on, Mike. It's $9,000.
Staff recommendation is $9,000 each.
Each.
Oh, each.
Yes, sir.
Right. I was not aware of that.
Okay.
But I've done a bunch of jobs, and I've never had a violation, and we always get permits. I mean, this is one mistake that we made internally, and I'm at a loss of words. We don't just go around doing things wrong. I mean, we've done over 1,000 jobs.
Mr. Zedrin.
Do you have insurance to cover that?
No, sir.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone in the audience have any comment on this matter? Have any interest in this issue as a party or a partner or anything? So we'll know. Thank you. There being none. Ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Allen Fletcher. I'm owner of Delta Marine Construction.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, whole truth, none of the truth, help you God?
I do.
So I understand now you're an owner.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you, are you are co-owners? You own the construction company that we're talking about today. He's an employee of yours, correct?
He has 100% ability to make all decisions and everything. As an managing member, as a manager, he does.
Okay.
The bylaws in our company.
Okay.
I just wanted to give him this that is signed as of February that says that we are excluded.
Sure. We have this.
Yeah. Is that the contract dated?
Yeah, February 27, 2017.
It says all exclusion of permits.
Can you show me where it does there, Mike?
Number three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Item number three states all permitting electrical and plumbing work is specifically excluded from this scope of the work. Does that provide permitting services, licensed electricians, or plumbers upon request?
Well, wait a minute. This is a different type. Before we go any further, to me, I read this as a different type of permitting. You can latch on to that word permit, but to me, this is ancillary to this is not the type of permitting we're talking about before us today. And please, I hope you're not representing that. This is permitting to be done by the county for plumbing, electrical, but not, okay. You can have that back. We have that.
Commissioner, I would suggest you mark that as an exhibit. And,
well, okay, since we've taken it and it's signed right here, we will. Thank you, sir. We'll keep it for 30 days. Further questions? Usher, you can have a seat. You can have a seat. Mr. Johnson, you had a follow-up?
Yes, sir. I noticed they said they've never had violations before. I did work on another violation with Delta Marine and Sun Communities at their other campground in Matthews County, where they replaced some rock onto an existing groin that actually required authorization from us as well because it expanded the footprint of the groin. Increased encroachment. We worked with them to fix the violation on site, and they did so we never brought that as an enforcement action.
Okay. Thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Dr. Neal?
This is one of the more major violations that I've seen since I've been on this commission. Both of these entities are well aware that the dredging permits were required, and work was done without the required permits. I'm in full, and they had opportunity to work with staff to come to a consent, which they decided not to do. So I'm in full support of staff recommendation.
Is that a motion?
That would be my motion.
Motion made by Dr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedrin. Further discussion?
Make sure. Within 30 days.
Your staff recommendation?
Yep.
All of this, yes.
Yep. Further discussion? Mr. Zedrin.
What raises concern to me is the lack of correspondence with their staff. Is that, you know, they recognized that this was a problem they had, and your staff reaches out to Sun and says, hey, get in touch with me. I need some information. Help us out and work through it. And there's just no contact or nothing. It sends a message of their state of mind, is that they don't care. And I think the commissioner brought out a very important part about the fact that the economy is down. This is a good time for everybody to make some money. We ain't going to get caught. Nobody's going to care. And so I think that justifies the motion and the staff recommendation.
Okay. Mr. Tankard?
I'd also remind everyone that the original dredge that we did, we had a $15,000 mitigation fee for the SAV. I mean, in essence, they're going to do it more cheaply this time around. Is my math right?
Yes, sir. But I just want to point out the SAV, because the original permit wrapped around this point came offshore through the SAD beds out here. Where they did this work now didn't impact any SAV.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Ms. Block has a legal point that she'd like to bring up, please.
So 20.2.12.13b gives the commission the power to order a civil penalty against a person, but only with the consent of any person who has violated any provision of this chapter, et cetera. So, but subsection A requires that an appropriate circuit court make a finding before a civil penalty is issued without consent of the person who is violated.
Mm-hmm.
So here, unless the parties consent to the civil charge, essentially what you would be voting on is to have staff forward it to my office for evaluation and further proceedings mm-hmm. in the appropriate circuit court.
Okay, we'll do that. Sir, can you come forward? Do you agree for the $9,000 to $9,000 civil charge in lieu of any further action?
Yes, sir. We just want it over with.
Okay. But let the record reflect.
Can I add one thing?
Yes, sir.
We talked to Mr. Johnson several times. So we did communicate, and we did what we were asked to do. We just not email.
All right, sir. Thank you. Ma'am, Representative from Sun, come forward, please. Does Sun agree to the $9,000 civil charge in lieu of any further action?
Yes.
All right. Let the record reflect both Sun and Delta Construction agree to the civil charge of $9,000 pursuant to the motion that was made. Do we need to have a motion at this point? Yes. And further vote? We do.
Yeah.
Motion made by Dr. Neal, second by Mr. Zedrin. Further discussion, taking into consideration that that both individuals from Sun and Delta have agreed to the $9,000 civil charge.
Each.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.